First item of business will be a discussion on possible action on banking services. John Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee and the board. Every 5 years under state banking law, we're required to resolicit for our bank depository agreement. Our current provider is Wells Fargo Bank, and in fact, Wells Fargo Bank has been the provider for a number of years, going back to even when their predecessor banks, all the way back to First National Bank of Waco, which was the predecessor of Wells Fargo. So they've had a long relationship. But we went out and issued an RFP. Go ahead, next slide. First of all, let me comment. Linda Patterson, who is here today with Patterson Associates, is our investment advisor. And Linda and her group helped us a great deal in both designing the RFP and the type of items that we wanted to ask for and the qualifications we needed, and then also helping to evaluate these proposals we got. So there was a great deal of help that we received from them, and they were we had five proposals were received. You can see the timeline for the RFP when it was sent out and the submission, and of course we're here. Hopefully we'll ask you all to award it on the 31st. The five proposals that we received, you can see down there, Bank of America, Compass Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Extraco, and Wells Fargo, the ones that responded. Next slide. What we did is we looked at did an analysis of the services and compared the services and capabilities that these five banks had. We then looked at the cost of the services and analyzed that. We looked at the earnings potential because we have compensating balances and earnings that we also receive from sweep accounts and things like that. And then we looked at the net impact of all that to try to determine what was the best proposal. Next slide. This was the evaluation criteria specifically that we used. This is all this information really, I think, was in your agenda write-up. And you can see the biggest part was just about the ability of the bank, the responsiveness, and then the cost, the biggest elements. Next slide. As you look at the services the bank provides, the banks were recommended to provide, you can see that how they scored as far as capabilities. The four largest banks are what we refer to as the interstate banks that obviously have nationwide services, scored a little bit higher than Extraco, which is the local and regional bank that we had. It did not have all of the capabilities that we had asked for. Had a number of them, but not everything. So you can see that's where they scored on that. Next slide. And I won't go through all this in great detail, but it lists the various things we looked at, all the different kinds of service information that they provide, account structure, automation technology, deposits and collections. Next slide. Next slide. Disbursements, services, collateral, reconciliation, safekeeping. Next slide. And then we looked, of course, from a cost standpoint. Bank of America offered an incentive where they waived 6 months of fees and an implementation fee, which certainly made theirs fairly attractive. Wells Fargo, though, actually came in, who's our incumbent, and they reduced their current fees by over 20%, just what they're currently providing. So they were obviously very aggressive in wanting to maintain this business. Next slide. As you can see, this is the cost analysis. We looked at the different services, deposit services, safekeeping, custodial services, some of the transaction items. Next slide. And as you look at the summary of the fee structure, you can see how much lower Wells Fargo came in just on a fee basis, and this was really because of how they even discounted their current fee structure. On a monthly fee, they were almost half of what the other customers were. And then when you even take into account the incentives that Bank of America offered, and you look at the far column over a five-year period, you can see that their total cost of $40,000 is significantly less than the cost of the other banks. That was really the summary of the information. There was other factors that we certainly took into account, earnings and everything, but overall the recommendation was that Wells Fargo really provided the best proposal. We certainly have been happy with their services over the last several years, and our recommendation is that we that we contract for, in this case, the way we do this, we contract for 3 years with an option for two additional years, which is how we've done it for the last several years and stuff. So that's really the recommendation that we bring to you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you all might have.
This is probably something for John to ask, since he has banking background, but what about the timeliness of the deposits we get credit for as far as interest-bearing and, you know, transferring lockbox stuff and all that?
Yes, all that we took into account, of course, their services have been very, very good. I don't know, Linda, if there's any, I'd be happy to. Linda is our investment advisor. Patterson Associates is out of Austin. They help us with investing our investment funds and things like that. But Linda is very, very familiar with the banking environment here in the state of Texas, and is very valuable in helping us to evaluate this.
Your question about availability.
The bottom is the mic.
Your question on availability is always a good one. Are you getting availability on the float? And Wells Fargo and the two other largest banks have all offered expedited availability, and their availability policies or the amount of time it takes to clear through the Federal Reserve are all equal in those three banks. And you have been receiving good availability on your funds, plus some additional sweep mechanisms that were put in place at Wells, which also helped the float figure.
Thank you.
Wells, of course, has really just been out on the forefront technologically, as really the other large banks are too, and certainly the electronic banking, everything is very advanced at this point.
Is there a system in place, then? I'm sure there is, but just tell me how it works, of tracking the collateral for the excess funds.
Right. Your collateral policy is set at 102%, so you carry 102%, and it's monitored and maintained contractually by the bank, which will continue under the new contract. It's held in an independent bank outside the Wells Fargo holding company, and it fulfills your specific requirements under your investment policy as to what you will take as collateral, as opposed to the entire range of collateral available to you under the Public Funds Collateral Act.
Any further questions? If not, we would entertain a motion and a second.
Okay. I'm going to read the resolution first.
Read the resolution.
Oh, thank you. Be it hereby resolved that the Banking and Finance Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the General Manager CEO is authorized to enter into a contract for banking services with Wells Fargo for a period of 3 years with an option for two additional years, containing such terms and conditions as the General Manager CEO shall determine to be in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority.
Thank you, John. Motion. Bob Bayon.
Second.
Suzanne Baker. Call the roll, please.
Grace
Hatch. Yes.
Director Baker.
Yes.
Director Babion.
Yes.
Director Gilmore. Yes. Director Martin.
Yes.
Director Pena.
Yes.